Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He's back. And this time he's grinning ear to ear. Schoolboy Sam Fry. College student now. Sam, welcome back. Sam.
Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful, beautiful day. Are you at college or are you still here in Louisville?
Well, I'm in Louisville for a couple of days. I'm going back to the University of Missouri to continue my junior year on Wednesday, but I have a few more days to bask in the glory of Louisville and the Detroit Lions especially.
I can't
something that I can't say very often.
I believe that you didn't come by my house last night and start honking the horn.
I thought about it, but I thought it was, I didn't know if you went to bed earlier. It was too late. I figured I'd save my gloating.
I was crying into my pillow until 3 a.m. What are you talking about? It's the end of
you were crying like Quay Walker crying down the tunnel after he shoved the train.
That is unbelievable. That is so embarrassing. He's referring to a Green Bay Packers player who shoved a medical assistant who was on the field, or a training staffer who was on the field to assist one of the injured Detroit Lions players. And he shoved him. And then another one of our players bumped into the same guy, but he didn't get any repercussions from that. As a matter of fact, here is the head coach of the Green Bay Packers ask about this guy, Quay Walker, who was ejected for the second time this season. All right, where are we, Matt LaFleur?
That is unacceptable. I've got a much higher standard for our players than to do silly things like that.
Oh, do we? I mean, because there's been a lot of problems this season with Packers who are acting, you know, ridiculously. They body slammed a guy last week in the game, the Minnesota game. There have been some other problems. So anyway, things have gotten out of control in Green Bay, to be sure. But this is your moment, Schoolboy Sam. Have at me for being a Packers fan, a loser to your Detroit Lions, not once but twice.
The tides are turning, Terry. Aaron Rodgers, my own personal boogeyman, he can't hurt me anymore. He's been in my life. These Packers have been tormenting me for decades. And now, Terry, all the pain is gone. I walked into your studio for years at Mondays after losses and heartbreak, and Aaron Rodgers owning the Lions and the Bears and the Vikings and all these NFC North teams. But, you know, yesterday just it signified that the end of an era, the end of the Packers era, Terry. It's over. Aaron Rodgers can't do anything anymore. He's done. This is it. He had everything going for him, a big winning streak, home field advantage, January in Lambeau. I always hear how it's so scary, so cold. Other teams can't win there in the playoffs in the regular season when it gets cold. And Jared Goff comes in, looks like he's never thrown a pass in his life in the first 5 minutes. And then he just turns it around, and Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson put on a coaching masterclass. And they do it, Terry. They exorcise demons of Lions fans. They knock the Packers out of the playoffs. They send Rodgers and Randall Cobb down the tunnel. Rodgers maybe retiring. I mean, Terry, this has to be terrible for you. This is your quarterback. And Jordan Love is an unproven, you know, young quarterback that hasn't gotten many NFL snaps. It has to be a very scary time to be a Packers fan, Terry.
I am sick to my stomach. I hope that they fire Matt LaFleur today and hire Dan Campbell away from the Lions, since your team's not going to the playoffs either.
Well, you know what? My team's not going to the playoffs, but my team just knocked your team out of the playoffs, which feels pretty good. And my team is very young. They've got a coach that hasn't had much experience, but has shown that he's got the chops. They've got a very young roster filled with rookies and second-year players, and a GM with a clear eye for talent after the last couple of drafts. This team is trending up, up, up. The NFC North is getting weak. You know, the Vikings had a lot of wins, but a lot of them were close, and they're unstable. The Bears are, you know, could be good in a few years, but they've still got a lot of holes on their team. It's wide open for the Lions right now, and Next year, it's different. There's going to be clear expectations. There's going to be a standard. They're not going to start 1-6. They are going to take this momentum from this win and all their wins at the end of the season and carry it to next season, where they're going to get a year older, they're going to get stronger, they're going to get better, and they're going to take over the North. It's long overdue.
Can I get up out of the corner of the room? I'm over here sucking my thumb in a fetal position in the corner. I don't know. I'm afraid that you're right. That's what worries me.
I mean, look at the product, Terry. The Packers, you know, they had some nice wins at the end, but, you know, there are still lots of holes on this team. I think the receiving core is very unproven. They had some drops last night that I'm sure were very concerning. You know, the running game, Aaron Jones fumbled again. AJ yeah. Dillon had a drop. It's, you know, Aaron Jones, he's going to, you know, that contract, it's tough right now. The defense is clearly undisciplined and had a lot of trouble in the second half, a lot of trouble through various points of the season. You know, it has to be very scary right now to know that you've got a quarterback that has got a very uncertain future and a team that could be ending an era of these two great quarterbacks and only one Super Bowl to show for in the Rodgers era.
Yeah, that's the worst part, is he only got one Super Bowl victory. He didn't even make a second appearance like Brett Favre
did. No, he didn't. No, he sure didn't, and he had golden opportunities. He had the Buccaneers at home and couldn't get the job done, the Niners at home last year, and, you know, you're heavy.
You're going through our whole history now. I love this. What about Brett Favre?
Get revenge.
As long as you're here, why don't you make fun of Brett Favre stealing welfare money from the poorest of the poor in Mississippi?
Maybe Brett Favre needs to come back out of retirement if he needs so much money to replace Rodgers again. I mean, he obviously doesn't have enough money for himself, or he wouldn't be stealing from the people.
Oh, this is tough. What about Matt LaFleur? Is he right for the job in Green Bay?
I think you can't fire him right now because he's still had a lot of success.
Yes.
And, you know, became, you know, 13 wins, you know, great seasons before this year. And as a young coach, had that kind of success in the NFL, no matter who your quarterback is, even if it is Aaron Rodgers, is very impressive. So I think you have no choice but to give LaFleur a shot with Jordan Love or whoever the next quarterback might be. But, you know, if he can't figure it out, then in the next couple of years, if it goes downhill and they all of a sudden start to have losing seasons, Packers Nation is not going to tolerate that. They haven't tolerated that.
No.
The Packers have a very high standard of football. If you don't win, the fans in Green Bay will call for your job.
And that's right.
And if LaFleur can't, you know, if he's the trajectory is going down, and, you know, he wins 7 games next year and then 5 games, and all of a sudden he is going to be, all the, you know, goodwill built up from that hot start is going to be gone quickly.
We're speaking with Schoolboy Sam Frye. He's a Louisville legend. And, of course, now, as he mentioned, a student at Mizzou. You're already a junior, and college is going well, I trust?
Oh, it's going great. Going back in a couple of days, and the winter break has been nice, but, you know, ready to start up again.
Good. Do you have Packers fans around you at Mizzou that you get to torment as soon as you arrive?
Oh, I sure do. I've got a couple waiting that are going to be
miserable.
That are going to be waiting for. I'm sure they're waiting for me to get back, and I'm going to be ready. Terry, this is new for me. I usually don't get to, you know, talk crap and you
right.
know razz on Packers fans. I usually get bullied for being a Lions fan. I've my whole life, and now I get to dish it out, Terry. It's a beautiful feeling.
I'm happy for you when you get back on campus. You get to do all that stuff. And you're saying that the Lions will dominate the NFC North next year. I can go ahead and write that down?
Yes, you can write that down. You can write down Lions, NFC North champions next year. You know, this is probably going to backfire because it does with the Lions. But right now, I'm on cloud nine. I'm believing. I'm drinking, you know, all the Lions Kool-Aid. I'm drinking it, and It's gonna be a fun offseason because, as you know, the Rams in the Matthew Stafford trade have the Lions have their first round pick, which is gonna be pick number 6 in the draft. So not only do we have this great season and get a winning record finally, we have the Rams first pick, and therefore we get a pretty high draft pick. So it's going well in Lions land right now, better than it's been in a long time, and you know, the future is finally bright for us fans in Detroit. Detroit football is back.
I'm very happy for you, and I am recording this, so I will play this back to you next year when you're wrong.
Great. Well,
let you know.
You know what? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but If I'm right, then it's going to even be better when you play.
It is going to be sweeter because I will have lost the recording if you turn out correct. All right, let's jump to the national.
I got corrupted.
Schoolboy, let's jump to the national championship game tonight. Is Georgia, they're like 13-point favorites. Is that going to be the outcome of this game tonight, or wouldn't it be tighter with this explosive TCU offense?
Well, I would think after what TCU did to my Wolverines, which, you know, a more somber note of that was tough. And, you know, my dad, my mom and I were watching it and not very happy with the outcome. But, you know, congrats to TCU. They're a great team. And I think they have been getting a bit disrespected by the point spread, at least. Georgia's very good. They're a sound team. They've got a lot of strengths. Their defense is great. I still think the point spread is a bit too much just because TCU has shown that they can stick around and beat high quality opponents. And Georgia's had their struggles as well. You know, they barely beat Ohio State and, you know, were outplayed for a majority of that game. And they've shown some weaknesses in the regular season too. So I think this game could be very close.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that was on Ohio State missing that field goal. That would have changed.
Exactly.
Everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, and of course I was happy to see Georgia win that game as it eased the pain of Michigan losing a bit.
Oh, I bet you'd be upset.
I would have been very upset to see Ohio State making the championship game, but I still think Georgia wins the game. I think it's only, you know, around a 7-point game. I don't see a blowout here. I think TCU keeps it close. Sonny Dykes has done a fantastic job as the head coach there this year, and this team's got a lot of talent. Max Duggan's a great quarterback, and TCU deserves the respect of the country, and I think they're going to earn it tonight.
All right, I got to jump to basketball for the last thing for you. When can Kenny Payne expect to win more games than he loses at Louisville? Is that a year away? Is that 2 years away? When?
I think the expectation should be to win more games than he loses next year. You've got the transfer portal now in college basketball that is exploding. I'll take Missouri for an example. Last year they won 12 games and were terrible. They have a brand new coach this year, and they're already, you know, won more games than last year, and they're ranked in the AP poll. There is, in college basketball right now, it is easy to make a quick fix, and a program like Louisville with such high standards and such a national brand and that Yum Center and the passionate fan base, it should be an easy sell for Kenny in the transfer portal to, you know, tell guys, hey, come to Louisville. We've got great facilities, great fans, a great program. You can play and get national attention. Without the black cloud of the NCAA over their heads anymore, next year the expectation has to be, you know, to be a winning team and a bubble team at least.
Sam, it's great talking to you again. I'll let you go with Aaron Rodgers' comments as he walked away from the podium last night, because I know you want to hear it one more time.
I miss the guys.
I sure do, Terry.
I miss the fans.
I'll miss the fans. I'll miss the guys. That's what he said.
He'll miss you, Terry.
The fans.
It's sad. I'm not over it yet. All right.
Well, you've got time.
Appreciate you, schoolboy, and have a great trip back to school and enjoy taunting the Packers fans on campus.
Thank you so much, Terry. I will.
Okay, buddy. Schoolboy Sam Fry, Louisville sports legend.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.